Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls from Independence Baptist Church, and we want to welcome you to our Sunday morning radio broadcast. The Lord has blessed us for many years now in allowing us to have this weekly radio broadcast, and we're very thankful to Him for it. We pray that the broadcasts have been a blessing to you as well. And if you have been blessed by the message or have been able to grow in the Lord through the broadcast, we ask that you call and leave us a message at 636-673-2180 and let us know about it. We'd also love to have you come to one of our church services and visit with us personally. Our building is located right off the south side of Interstate 70 at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Well, it is time to go ahead and get started with a message this morning, so please follow along as Pastor Reynolds shares with you a message entitled, Changes in This World.
This morning, I'd like to read the book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, where the Bible states, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. There's a lot of things in this world that change. Of course, we change, we age, we get older. Our minds change. All the things that we see in this world changes. Some of these changes that we look at in the world are good, and some are very, very bad. I like conveniences. Myself, I personally do. I like my automobile. I go out there and just put the key in the ignition, and it starts off, and away I go. And you know, automobiles have changed a lot. I like the house that I live in. I like the conveniences of the thermostat that is automatic, keeping the temperature of the house warm or cool. I've heated with wood and not had air conditioning in the summertime, so I'm liking those conveniences in my home. I like electricity. It's wonderful just to turn on the switch and there is electricity. I like running water in my house. I like that. Days gone by, we'd have to carry the water into the house in a bucket and draw it from a well out there in the backyard. Well, you know I'm kind of showing my age, aren't I? Some of you don't remember that kind of thing. Of course, you're thinking today, well, you know, I like telephones. Well, sometimes telephones are good. Sometimes they're not too good, especially cell phones. You know, they're a necessity, I guess, but they're also sometimes in the way. They come in very handy, but sometimes it's a difficult thing. All those things change. The medical profession has changed a lot in just the last few years. My, today doctors can do so much to this old frail body to get it back in shape so we can operate it, and we're all glad about that. Entertainment has changed a lot too. But you know, the Bible still says God hasn't. You know, the Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 is still in the Bible. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. We see a lot of changes that's being made in our societies, but God is still the same as He's always been. You know, you think about sin. Sin today is the same as it's always been. That's right. Sin is the same as it's always been, but men do not look at sin the way they used to look at it. Some sins are being accepted as normal today, even pushed upon us, but it's still sin in the eyes of God. You think about how homes have changed. I'm not talking about how houses have changed, but how homes have changed in the last few years. You think about the real breakdown in the home. You think about how that in many marriages, 50% of those end in divorce. And it seems that believers are not much better at this than unbelievers. We find today that there's many couples that simply move in together. They start living together. In days gone by, that was called just shacking up. But today, it's called, well, what is it called anyway? Just living together. It's supposed to be accepted, but you know, the Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I find today that many couples openly engage in sexual activity, and they expect that we will all accept their wicked behavior and not say anything bad about it. After all, it's openly accepted on television, isn't it? And in movies, it seems like that it's just the thing to do. But all of these sinful activities, well, they're not called sin much anymore. But you know, the Bible says that God is still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Sin is still the same in the eyes of God, even though men look at sin differently. All this breakdown that we find in our society today has caused other things more wicked to happen. Abortion today is accepted, legally at least, because it's the privacy right of a woman. But it's still the death of that little child that's growing inside her womb. Homosexuality, which the Bible refers to as sodomy, is called gay and is being forced upon society of the world. And if anybody says anything against homosexuality, they are being labeled in a very bad way. And yet the sodomites can speak openly against anyone that is against their sin. Doesn't seem quite right, does it? Well, we see all these things as a real breakdown of every society. It's not just in the United States of America. It is all over this world. We find that evil continues to grow at alarming rates, and there is seemingly little the average person can do about it. But let me remind you, the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 still says, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Notice the book of Malachi, chapter 3 and verse 6. Here in this last book of the Old Testament, God says, For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 12, the Bible states, And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, that is, the world shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. That's talking about the Lord. You see, God is the same. There's a lot of things that's changed in our society, but God is absolutely the same as He's always been. I'll give you something else to think about. Did you know sin is always the same? I know that men look at sin differently than they used to. Men look at sin differently from the way God looks at it. But sin is still sin. Notice what the Bible states in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Listen, folks. Sin is still the same. Sin has the same consequences as it always has had. The devil is still the same as he's always been. The devil is out to deceive and to destroy, and sin is out to cause destruction. It don't make any difference how we dress it up. It doesn't make any difference how we say sin is not sin. We can change the name of sin, but it's still the same. Notice the book of James, chapter 1, verse 13 through verse 16. Listen, sin affects every person. It affects you. It affects me. It's still here. Look what the Bible says. James 1, verse 13 through verse 16. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted. Now listen, this is James chapter 1, verse 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Now listen to the end result of sin in verse 15. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. You see, God is the same. The devil is the same. Sin is the same, and sin still brings forth death. Did you know that death is still the same as it's always been? I know today that men have dressed up death in acceptable garments, but it is still the same. Death comes when the spirit and the soul leave the body, and people enter into eternity. The Bible talks about death back in the book of Luke, chapter 16. The Bible talked about there a rich man that died. The Bible also says that he was buried. But the Bible states about that rich man that in hell he lifted up his eyes. Listen, folks, when people die today without Jesus Christ, they still go to hell. But notice in the book of Luke, chapter 16, the Bible speaks about another man. His name is Lazarus. The Bible says that he also died. The Bible says that the angels carried Lazarus into Abraham's bosom, and there he was comforted. Did you know when a believer dies, he is carried by the angels into the place of comfort? I want you to think about this. Death is the same. We might dress it up and say, well, you know, this person passes away and they're at peace now. And I'd have been to funerals where that lost people have died. And these people are not at peace. They're not at rest. But I want you to just to take warning, because death is the same as it's always been. And when a person dies lost, they go into eternal fire. You think about that. They're not at rest. When a believer dies, they go into eternal comfort. And they're at peace. Just this morning, think about all these things that are the same. God is the same. Satan is the same. Sin is the same. Death is the same. But you know, the mercy of God is still the same. Listen to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 4 through 7. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Yes, the mercy of God toward lost, helpless, hell-bound, deserving-to-go sinners is the same. The mercy of God still reaches out to condemned sinners, to bring them into everlasting life and salvation. And salvation is still the same. Any sinner that will come to Christ, confessing their sins and receiving the free gift of salvation, will be saved. That's God's promise. Listen to what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and verse 8 through verse 10. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Listen, it is the gift of God. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Folks, there's a lot of changes in this world, some for the good, some for the bad. But listen, Jesus has never changed. Sin has never changed. Death has never changed. And God's salvation has never changed. Jesus Christ still saves sinners. We pray that God will save your soul.
Well, so many things in this life seem to be in an uproar all the time. You know, even when we're happy and healthy, it seems like there are things that are just rushing by and never stay the same. But, you know, we can be sure that no matter what happens in this life, we can trust and rely on the Lord Jesus Christ. He should be our never-changing pillar of strength in the ever-changing world. You know, and we pray that you have placed your trust and life in His hands, in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, and if you have any questions about being saved, then please come and talk to us. Our Sunday services will be starting today at 10 a.m. And on Sundays, we have Sunday school followed by a worship service. Then we have a fellowship meal, some Bible study together, a prayer class, and then another worship service, which starts at 4:30. So we will be there at the church most of the day, so please feel free to stop by and visit with us. Well, our time for today is up, but we would like to thank you for listening and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.